Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 30th of December. Starting off with Bacanora, where we've had this great breakout so far this week, above the initial December resistance of 53 pence. And the view at this stage is that while we're above yesterday's close at the 59 pence level on an end of day close basis, we should head up towards the September resistance line projection currently pointing as high as 100 pence. Time frame on that as soon as the end of February, maybe a bit even a bit sooner than that, but above 60 up towards 100 pence looks to be the form for Bacanora. A stock which covered periodically in the past but seems to be back again now is Clontarf after this final bear trap yesterday's or today's support around the 0.4 pence zone. But yesterday we actually managed to go back below 0.3 pence, 0.28, and that was a temporarily new low or temporary new low for the shares. View at this stage is that while we're above the 50-day moving average at 0.37, we're looking towards that August resistance line projection currently promising a target as high as 0.6 pence as soon as the end of next month. Requested stock is next, and here we've got one that I have covered before, but good to see it trying to break out again. Conroy Gold breaking that November resistance line there at 35 pence, and the longer we stay above 35 pence, the greater the chance of a meeting with the top of the July trend channel and its resistance line projection currently promising a target as high as 55 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Some news from Empire Metals today and worth checking out the chart. Here we've got the tentative new leg to the upside. We bounced off the floor of the rising trend channel from July yesterday. That was around the 3.4 pence level. So above that, looking for the top of the trend channel from July up to 5.5 pence. If you're fussy in terms of the upside, you probably wait either for the end of day close and end of day close back above the 50-day moving average at 3.77 pence, or a clearance of the initial December resistance at 3.9 pence. Above that, then hopefully Empire will keep on trucking. A stock which seems to be incessantly mentioned on FinTwit at the moment is iMedia, and here we've had a break of that resistance line there from September. That was around the 27 pence level, and we were waiting for that to break for quite some time. We also cleared the initial December resistance at 29 pence, so at least while we're up above 29 pence, looking for an initial target here up to 45 pence on the top of the September trend channel. But the best case scenario target at the moment, rather better than that in the sense that we could hit over, let's say, a three-month period, that July resistance line projection currently pointing as high as 80 pence maybe for the end of the first quarter of 2021. Onto a stock which has been rather sickly since it announced the update on Barry Rowe at the turn of the month. Obviously, that was not very well received, and the shares plunged from 2.5 pence to just under a penny yesterday at one point. But a great hammer candle for the price action overnight, and now we're back above the 20-day moving average at £1.23 after breaking out of this falling wedge from October. The longer the shares stay above the 20-day line at 1.23, the greater the chance of a at least an intermediate rally back towards the area of the 50-day moving average and that December resistance line projection, currently promising a target towards 1.7 pence, which was resistance or rather support for the stock on the way up, that 1.72 late November swing low a possible target. On to Petro Matad, where we've got nice looking setup at the moment. Here you can see that we've broken recent neckline resistance around 3 pence. That was been in place since middle of July, and while we're above 3 pence, looking for 5.5 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back at the turn of the year in December, i.e. this time last year. Hopefully That can be seen as soon as the end of February. Just a few more stocks to go. One is one that I've tried to avoid over the recent past, but the way the shares have moved now, after they broke, in fact, after they broke the initial December resistance of 25 pence, they were on their way, and they could still hit as high as 70 pence at the top of the April trend channel as soon as the end of next month, the way things are going. Early and end of day close back below today's floor, around 32 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. And ideally, there's no break back below even yesterday's high at 36 pence. Stock which has periodically been on the radar here as a bull, potential bull situation is Physiomics. Obviously, we had that great run from April to July where the stock, quadrupled, something like that. Maybe we're looking for a repeat of that now with Golden Cross between the 20 and 50-day moving averages and new support over the last couple of sessions coming in at former resistance around 6.5 pence. While we're above 6.5 and the floor of the rising trend channel from November, we could see a move towards 12 pence by the end of next month, which is the top of last month's trend channel. On to a stock which also looking encouraging, Skin Biotherapeutics, where we had again this sort of bear trap and then break of a falling wedge. And I suppose the point to note here at the moment is the way that we've got the 20, 50, and 200-day moving averages all rising at the moment. So they're heading for a golden cross, a triple golden cross, and that should be more than enough to take the shares up towards that December resistance line projection currently promising a target as high as 35 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, especially while we remain above the initial December resistance at 17 pence. Another stock which I was trying to avoid, but the fundamentals seem to have kicked in to push this much higher, Zenith Energy. We had last week's break of the 200-day moving average at 0.66, which there was a gap through that, which obviously triggered the whole move. Neckline resistance at a pound, so that was also, at a penny rather, that was broken as well yesterday. And now we've just got old April resistance at 1.2 pence. While we're above that as new support, the shares of Zenith could hit a February resistance line projection up to 2.2 pence as soon as the end of next month. But that 1.2 pence support, very important, and also a decent end of day close stop loss. A stock which I just forgot to mention earlier in the sweep is i3 Energy. It looks like it's finally bottomed out here a bit in the same way as maybe Lansdowne has. We've got this a decent intraday candle today so far with a bounce off the floor of that late September rising trend channel. While we're above 4.7 pence on an end of day close basis, looking to 6.5 pence at that September resistance line projection. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close through resistance line there from August around 5.1 pence before targeting 6.5. But it looks like we're finally on our way with i3 Energy. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.